Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday. It is, it's an interesting day here in Western Oregon as we talk about politics and, well, what it really means to you in your everyday life. And frankly, how you can use the things happening today in Oregon, in the country, to change your world for the better, for the cause of liberty. By the way, I'm looking at this picture of climate change activist Mark Zuckerberg, you know, from Facebook, Meta. You ought to see his $300 million super yacht. Yes, you heard me right. Climate change guru that sadly we fund this creep's anti-liberty agenda, you know, by the fact that we use Meta or Facebook or whatever you want to call it. You know, he's another liberal. He's another do as I say, but not as I do. Multi-billionaire. By the way, did that ever work with your kids? Here, Mark Zuckerberg is so concerned about the climate change that he spends $300 million on a super yacht. It's a pretty amazing ship. It's 287 feet long. It probably doesn't run on solar panels, does it? Jeez. By the way, I bet that could be an interesting conversation starter today, right? You know, with somebody in your world. Hey, have you seen Mark Zuckerberg's $300 million yacht that's bigger than many naval ships around the world? You know, he's a big proponent of climate change. I bet it doesn't run on solar panels. Have you seen the pictures of this thing? I bet you could start an interesting conversation about do as I say, not as I do, which never worked with your kids. It's just hypocrisy, and everybody knows it. Hey, friends, who's running Oregon? Huh? Senator Dan Bonham has a piece in the Oregon Catalyst today about, is it really Tina Kotek or is it her wife that's running Oregon? Dan Bonham writes in the Catalyst, he's challenging the governor to let us know, to tell us if in fact that her wife has signed and is adhering to the same ethical standards we all adhere to, elected officials anyway, at the state level. That's a good question. Dan writes, further, we deserve to know who she met with and what decisions came from those meetings. Yeah, we do. After John Kitzhaber and the first girlfriend's scandal. I wonder what they're hiding now, because the governor's not coming forward with that information. Capital Chatter by Dick Hughes. This is actually a article that Dick Hughes, who used to be the editor of the Statesman Journal, that he wrote back on the 2nd of May. The governor's press conference in response to the office of the first spouse is wide-ranging. And he starts off by saying, in a stunning, far-ranging press conference, Tina Kotek said she no longer would pursue establishing the office, official state office of first spouse. So the question he asked is, will her wife, Amy Kotek Wilson, you know, that's, and I'm paraphrasing here, the mentally ill, recovering addict from some addiction, will she still meet regularly with key players, attend policy meetings, and take a role in decision making? Dick Hughes, who is no liberal, or excuse me, no conservative, he's quite liberal. Dick says, we don't know. Kotek deflected such questions. She implied that the public controversy has been about the first spouse office, Dick writes, not Kotek Wilson's actions. Wrongo. The controversy is about someone having serious policy power in decision making. We don't know what that is. Dan Bonham wrote that out, and he's right. We don't know what that is. Dick Hughes even admits it. We don't know. We don't know who she met with. We don't know what decisions have been influenced. Obviously, something went horribly wrong because Tina Kotek's four top staff people and her press person all resigned. No, the real issue isn't about Amy Kotek Wilson. It's about Tina Kotek's judgment and what is she hiding. That's what it's about. Now, the Willamette Week story about this is appropriate and good in that it lays out, let me find it here. There it is. It is a story by Nigel Jaquist. Nigel, whom I know, is no conservative, folks. Not by a stretch. But I will tell you, he's going to keep digging. And he should. So there's a, and by the way, thanks to all of you who sent me emails about this. I do appreciate it. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Also want to talk about, well, the news. Mike Johnson is on the brink of permanent power-sharing agreement with Democrats. He had a two-hour meeting with MTG and Thomas Massie. All you need to know is who's supporting Mike Johnson. Who's supporting Mike Johnson? The Democrats. Nancy Pelosi. That's another story. Nancy Pelosi, it's a Breitbart story, backs Mike Johnson for speaker. Doesn't that tell you all you need to know? Now, look, come on, folks. You know as well as I do, if you are the opposing party, especially in Washington, D.C., where Democrats play for keeps. So just look at what they're trying to do with Trump, trying to imprison him for non-crimes. Yes, that's my opinion. I can speak that. Anyway, they play for keeps. Republicans don't. They're too conflicted by the Paul Singers of the world, multi-billionaire Republican donor who gave Mike Johnson $100 million to save the House of Representatives with Republicans. He's a globalist, by the way, and a Trump hater. Do you suppose there's something going on here? Do you suppose that Democrats have something on this biblical worldview speaker, Mike Johnson? I don't know. His pastor has been to my church a couple of times. My pastor just recently spoke at his pastor's church in Shreveport, Louisiana. Do they have something on Mike Johnson? Mike Johnson is not acting as a man of God led by the Holy Spirit. because he has backtracked on everything he did. And now he is forming an alliance with absolute evil, with the agenda of Hakeem Jeffries. The Democrats are going to support Mike Johnson in a vote to depose him as Speaker. They're going to support him. What does that tell you? If you look at Mike Johnson's actions, all you can conclude is simply this. He has gone back on his word in a number of things. He has given Joe Biden and the Democrats everything they wanted and has not followed through on the things he said he would do for our side, conservatism side. So why wouldn't the Democrats back him? If you were Nancy Pelosi, if you were Hakeem Jeffries, wouldn't you want the House of Representatives to be thrown into chaos and disarray? Wouldn't that help you? Don't you think it would help you in the court of public opinion? Don't you think so? It would. It helps you as Democrats unless you are really happy with what Mike Johnson is doing, because he's giving you everything you wanted. In fact, I hate to say this and it pains me, Mike Johnson is giving you more than Kevin McCarthy gave you. And the only difference between Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson at this point, in my humble opinion, Mike Johnson lies less in public than Kevin McCarthy did. Yes, this is from a state employee who shall never be named. The story about Nancy Pelosi. How does that make you, and I'm serious now, what does it make you think or feel to know that Nancy Pelosi is backing Mike Johnson? 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Yes, the phones are working. By the way, a shout out last night to all of you who showed up at the political coffee clutch. We had a great presentation by Senator Linthicum, who will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's got a new newsletter out. You'll love this. It's called Cats Cued at the Kitty Box. Oh, that's a good one. We'll talk with him about that at the bottom of the hour. Thanks to Sparky's. And by the way, to Natalie, one of the head servers there. She came, I ate her pickle pizza. That was her creation. It is fantastic. In fact, I only ate half of it. I'll eat the rest of it today. Back in a moment. It's 620-503-589-1220 is that number to call. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. So who really is running Oregon? Is it Tina Kotek, whose bad judgment or deception is hiding something? Or is it her wife? What should we do about it? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, you guys. I'm not sure where Jeff ran off.
Hey, sorry about that, guys. Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate you stepping in there. Sometimes you got to step away from the microphone. 503-589-1220. 1220 is the number to call. We'll talk with Senator Linthicum. His new newsletter, Cats Cued at the Kitty Box. Now, let me say something. Yeah, I know, Super Dave. I knew the moment that I didn't do that. You would ding me for it. Anne Marie writes, Mike Johnson is troubling in his actions, and I don't know why. We don't know why either. And this is very troubling. Let me just say, we don't know why Mike Johnson is going back on his word. Now, forgive me if I'm old school here, folks, but let me tell you something. If you give your word, you better follow through on it. Now, in the political world, the old way that we used to say is you're in the building, in the Capitol building, in my time I served there in the House of Representatives, the old saying was your word is your currency. In other words, the word you give people is money. Not money in terms of donations or that. It is what makes everything work, is your word. You better keep it. When you give someone your word, say on your vote, you better stick to it. Now, the exception to that is if things change. New information comes to light, gets exposed, it changes everything. That's different. Then you owe it to the people you gave your word to say to them, hey, look, I didn't know about this, or you didn't tell me about this. How come? This changes everything for me. And it should. Because that's in keeping with your values and your principles and the oath that you take to serve people, not just your district, but the entire state of Oregon. But when you don't keep your word, Mike Johnson said, not a penny for Ukraine unless we get border security. None of that happened, folks. We gave Ukraine $60 billion. Oh, and they're talking about now there's another $6 to $12 billion outside of that that's going to be spent. Who authorized that? Well, they're going to take it out of the defense budget, folks. Do you know we are funding the operations of the Ukrainian government? Did you know that? We're paying government salaries of government workers, and we're paying for their pensions. $7 billion. This deal that Mike Johnson rammed through with a very short notice, that, by the way, that's something else he said. He said, I'll give you 72 hours to read all these bills. He gave something like less than 12 hours to read this bill. And then we find out that $3.4 billion of your money goes to establish offices specifically for Middle East refugees. You mean like the America-hating pro-Hamas people, the Palestinians in Gaza? You mean like those folks? Yeah, that's what he means. And unfortunately, Laura Chavez Dreamer and Cliff Bentz voted for that. Money for Ukraine. Could it be that Mike Johnson is out of his depth? And or is it he just getting bad advice? Why isn't he having the power of discernment based on his years of wisdom and frankly being again a man supposedly filled with the Holy Spirit? Why isn't he listening to the Holy Spirit tell him the truth? Why are you paying salaries of some of the most corrupt bureaucrats and politicians in the world, and that's in Ukraine? Why are we giving money to pro-Hamas groups who hate America, to bring those people who hate America into America? Mike Johnson, why are you doing that? Could it be that someone has whispered in your ear, you know, we have screenshots of kiddie porn on your computer, Mike. If you don't do this, they might get released. You don't think that doesn't happen? It does. Ask Tucker Carlson in his interview with Joe Rogan. He had a senior Republican congressman tell him that's a fear they all have because the deep state has the ability to do just that. Somebody who stands firm for your liberty is Senator Dennis Linthicum. He's going to join us on the other side. I thought about prayer. She really does.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, we're back, my friends. Great to have you with us. It's Tuesday. In a moment, we're going to chat with State Senator Dennis Linthicum. His latest newsletter is, well, the cat's cued at the kitty litter box. Well, that's going to be a good one. 503-589 is the number to call. Yes, the phones are working today. We do appreciate that. 589-1220, 503-589-1220. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air, friends, for making your life better. They're one of our great advertisers, and they are a great advertiser. We have maybe 90 degrees coming over the weekend. You already know if your system is on its last legs, or maybe it's just not keeping up. Maybe it just needs a little maintenance. Call Freedom Heating and Air. You know what? They'll get out to your place right away, your home or your business. Check it out. Or maybe, just maybe, another company has said, you got to replace the whole thing. Get that free second opinion. Call Freedom Heating and Air. They'll come out and give you that free second opinion. 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Mike Johnson's a problem, folks. So I think it's Rich wrote me this. Says, hi, Jeff. Like so many others, Johnson is in a public, is a in public Christian only, hiding his evil behind his public front. The most dangerous type of person is one who professes their faith too much, but their actions reveal their real persona. How true. In fact, I read a scripture about that this morning. It's something that I personally take to heart. And I mean that. I take it to heart. Linda writes an email. Hey, did you see the headline today? Two Russians have been arrested plotting to assassinate Zelensky. Suspicious timing. Heaven help those two Russians. I don't know what to think about Mike Johnson. Was he a strategic plant? I'm still trying to find out where he came from overnight. Nobody heard of him. And he's all of a sudden now Speaker of the House. I would love to know what the former Speaker of the House knows. And when did he know it? There's a lot of hidden things in government, like Dan Bottoms, who's the new Republican leader in the Oregon, amongst the Oregon Senate Republicans, his Oregon Catalyst piece today, but questioning a number of things about Tina Kotek. Is she being honest with us? I don't know. What do you think about that? In fact, let's ask Senator Dennis Linthicum, who joins us right now. Senator, great to have you with us. And thanks for joining us by Skype last night at the Political Coffee Clatch. Really appreciated your time.
Yeah, I hope that worked well. It seemed like it went fine.
It did. Yeah.
It's good that you guys finally, you know, greased up the system and got it working smoothly. Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think? What's going on with this? I mean, Tina Kotek has exercised incredibly bad judgment, in my mind, with this whole controversy over her wife. Now, here's the question. Is it bad judgment? Or is it all by design? Did she mean to do these things and then try to... What is she hiding, if anything?
Yeah. Well, all totalitarian governments, all absolute authorities go down this path. Their stories don't work anymore. People can start to see through their lies so that they come up with their defensive shield, and their defensive shield is, nope, that's disinformation. Nope, that's malinformation. You're being a bad boy. That's malicious. You shouldn't say that. And then they come up with, not only is it disinformation or potentially the mistake misinformation, but now it's actually got this evil intention to it. It's like, no, there is no evil intent. We're asking frank questions and we expect frank answers. So the problem with totalitarian single rule party machines, regardless of where they are in the world, we could walk across a world map and we could point to country after country. Argentina, sure. Ecuador, sure. Go into, you know, Stalinist Russia, Putin's Russia. You and I have no idea. What about Ukraine? Ukraine, oh, there's a free and open society, right? Look at the information. Let's round to an even number, $100 billion to Ukraine to buy a couple of yachts, by the way. They don't compete with Zuckerberg, but this isn't free enterprise. This is taxpayer-funded yachts. And then and at $100 billion, just so people get this number in their heads, $100 billion is $100,000 million. So you could create 100,000 millionaires in Ukraine, or we can buy a bunch of bombs from the military-industrial complex and blow the heck out of all of their cities and towns, and then come back and raise a bunch of taxpayer money to go rebuild everything that we just blew up. I mean, it's nonsense. The whole game is nonsense. And people, the numbers are so big. What's 100 billion here, 100 billion there? That's 100,000 million. So you could build 100,000 million-dollar homes in the Ukraine, or you could blow up, you know, city streets, neighborhoods, and apartment complexes and kill untold, you know, hundreds, if not thousands. And so the entire, talk about infrastructure, $100 billion, 100,000 million dollar homes. Or let's make them only 500,000, half million dollar homes. That would be 200,000, 500,000 dollar homes, half a million dollar homes, 200,000 half million dollar homes scattered throughout Ukraine. Or we can drop, you know, scatter bombs throughout Ukraine. Take your pick. Which of those is a better option, and which of those is better for, quote, the people, because we care? The left is so such a war hungry totalitarian machine. They are evil, and we need to call them out. I'm running for Secretary of State, I'm tired of everybody using their kid gloves and being nice guys and trying to be polite. Forget this politeness stuff. Nobody won a war being polite. They're taking our kids. They're chopping our kids up. They're convincing them they're of the wrong sex when they're clearly made in the image of God. They've been endowed with inalienable rights. And the left wants to tell me that I don't have the right to, did you know, I'm sure you do, you know that it's against the law. If somebody expresses gender dysphoria, it's against the law for a counselor, a school counselor, a psychologist, a Christian counselor, to attempt to steer them in the right direction. That's called conversion therapy, and that's been outlawed in Oregon since 2017. So it's against the law to steer these kids. Once you get them swung on TikTok, boom, they're in that camp, and you can't ever say, wait, come back over the line, come this way. That's against the law. Under Oregon state law, that happened in 2017. So you and I think that transgender came up last year in 2023. No, transgender's been on the agenda. LG, we focused on L and G, and we didn't pay attention to T, and we thought bisexual was just weird and vulgar acts, and we didn't know that they were coming to a library near you. So now we have LG and T all of a sudden is the big kid on the block, and suddenly there's millions of T's out there. And yet you and I and everybody in your listening office never knew a single transgender growing up. Sure, there were some guys who weren't as good at football as others. So what? You know, and now we've convinced them that they're, oops, they're of the wrong sex and whatever. This is a battle for the heart and soul of America. This is a battle for our Christianity. Oh, and when it comes to Christianity, none of us are good people. Who's kidding who here? You're fallen. I'm fallen. Diane is fallen, but she's running for the Senate regardless of her fallen and redeemed state. She's a believer. But that doesn't mean she's perfect. Show me a perfect spot on anybody's record. You know, so if we're going to go back in time and look for you said this or you said that, that's going nowhere fast, because we're all guilty of the same game. None of us are perfect. Everybody needs to know that. You never elect a perfect person. You only elect a fallen person. And when you elect a fallen person, you get mistakes, you get ugly things, and you get things that need correction. That's why we call this our democratic republic, because people can pitch in, can ask questions, and transparency, accountability, openness, these are all part of the game. And the governor's office isn't willing to play that game. They should all get thrown out of office. Here comes November. It's coming fast. Get your ballots ready and start marking them up.
Senator, hang on through the break. I want to ask you a couple of questions about voter integrity. There's a couple of stories today in the Federalist. 200,000 people in North Carolina voter rolls are missing ID numbers, and the feds are forcing, according to South Carolina, to give voter registrations to the illegal aliens flooding America. Back in a moment, Senator Linthicum. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We have a special election night broadcast coming up on Tuesday, May 21st at Miller's Barbecue. It's live. We're going to be in person. Anna Munson for County Clerk is one of the sponsors. Anna's going to be joining us. So is Kaiser Liquor Store and Pacific Crest Archery. We appreciate that. Come early. We're going to be there from 6 to 9. And we want to ask you to come and just enjoy some of the incredible barbecue that Matthew Miller and his wife and his team put out there every day. Miller's Barbecue, election night broadcast. Come and join us. We'll have lots of candidates there, and maybe even we'll be able to check in with Senator Linthicum on his primary race. Senator, we're back. I wanted to ask you if first of all, you would be available by at least telephone to or Skype to join our group. Are you going to be having an election night party somewhere?
Right now we've discussed it. You know how things go. We're trying to figure out where will we be, where should we have the party. You kind of want the party to be in your hometown, but this is a statewide election for me, so it really could be anywhere. It would be better to be where there's more people, because you'd either get more tears and, you know, gnashing of teeth, or you'd get more cheers.
Right.
And so it'll be an interesting way to put the night together. I'll let you know what we're doing on election night.
If you're in Salem, you're more than welcome to come and join us at Miller's Barbecue. It's a fantastic place, and you'll love it.
And best to Anna. I am so happy that she's in this race to start with. She's given it a whirl, isn't she? And I hope she does fantastic.
So just quickly, these two stories. North Carolina has 200,000 people on their voter rolls that are missing quote unquote ID numbers, and then we see that South Carolina agency says the feds are forcing us to give voter registration to foreign nationals. All of this is very bad. This is state Medicaid. So how would you approach these kinds of things as Secretary of State?
Well, these are legislative action. You'll notice that this for this specifically South Carolina, this is state Department of Health is within the state of South Carolina. They're reading the text of the 1993 NVRA, the National Voter Registration Act, and they're making the claim that they've got to do this because people applied for benefits. Oregon's going to face the same problem if it's not already a problem, because Oregon created what they call the one-step logon. They spent like $150 million to wrap all of their federal services into a software package. Their claim was it's too difficult for the impoverished to apply for WIC and then turn around and fill out most of the same information, but not the same information for housing, and then turn out and fill out the same information for, you know, a state ID, and then turn around and try and get food stamps, and then turn around and try. And they said, this is just too difficult and too much paperwork. We're going to clear out the bureaucracy. They can come in and do a one-stop, fill out one form. We'll ask them the right questions, and then we'll automatically, quote, automatically, whether they wanted it or not, we're going to shovel all of these benefits at the impoverished public. That's the claim. And indeed, I'm certain they're doing that. I'm certain they've effectively accomplished their one single sign-on kind of gimmick. And they're just handing out this stuff like it's candy. And unfortunately, it's other people's money and other people's resources are being stolen at large from taxpayers. And you can't use any other word than stolen. Look at when I take my money and kindly give to somebody who needs help, that's me giving to them. When the state comes by and takes my money to give to anybody they want to, whether they need it, asked for it, or didn't even want it. This is the Cloward-Piven strategy, where they will drain the resources of the capital resources of the state and hollow the state's core out, run taxes through the roof, and create rebellion. Very common tactic. These two guys from Columbia University, wouldn't you know, it instigated this program under the Clinton administration, and what's her name? Hillary wrote her PhD, or maybe it wasn't PhD, maybe it was law degree or something. She used this as her paper, or her study, her paper, her PhD thesis was on the effectiveness of the Cloward-Piven strategy. So none of this is unknown territory. They've been doing this for a long time. The public, however, hasn't been awakened to this because the details are so complex. The Democrats are a little too crafty for their own good, and their enterprise is going to fail come November, and we're going to make sure they fail, or, you know, who knows what will happen if we don't get an upper hand on this, because they will drain. They just introduced 15 or 20 million illegal aliens, foreign nationals, if you will, into the United States. Why are they here? One, they're here to sway the census count for the next census event, and it will put, because the what we do with the census is they don't have to necessarily vote, they just have to be there to get counted. Now, if they're migratory, that's also interesting. You know, you can't count everybody all on Tuesday night like an inventory shutdown at the market. So it will take place over a period of time. These people could move from city to city to city. They could get flown by jet from the Obama administration. They'll show up in a community. They'll win. Kentucky has 5 congressional seats. California right now is scheduled, even though they're losing American individuals who recognize they're not being represented properly and California is going down the drain, they'll win 5 more congressional seats. So California will win more seats than Kentucky has in its entirety. When Wow. we bus illegals to New York, we're doing the same thing. Great for Abbott. He bussed them up there, and all of a sudden they're sweating because they don't know what to do. It'll break their system. They recognize it'll break their system, but they'll also get all these bodies, and then they'll win new congressional districts in the next census event.
Census,
I didn't
right.
want to say sentence like English sentence. It's when they take the census. And so this is really, we're in a dangerous time, and it's not purposeful. Joe Biden is not an idiot. He is a puppet. And somebody's nasty hands and fingers are inside that glove, and they are doing as they will with the current administration, and Americans are paying the price.
Yes, they are. Senator, unfortunately, we're at the end of our time. Thank you so much for joining us. Quickly, how can people read your latest newsletter?
Sure. Send a note to Dennis@electdennis.com. Dennis@electdennis.com. I almost forgot where I live. Dennis@electdennis.com.
Thank you, Senator. Get them all.